This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. The global health pandemic that has now landed in Michigan and Washtenaw County has increasingly impacted how we go about our day-to-day lives. That is certainly true for my next guest. Lisa Wozniak has tales of travel, re-entry to the country, quarantine, and the task of running an advocacy and education organization from home. It is not necessarily a unique story, but it is sewn into the fabric of what we all are now dealing with in a life with coronavirus crisis at hand. Lisa Wozniak is executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. And Lisa, I assume you find you hunkered down at home today.
Indeed, David. This is my new office. I've been here, as many people have, in their homes since Friday the 13th, rather ominous, but we closed our offices that day, and all of our team mates have been working in their homes ever since.
Well, before COVID-19 hit the state of Michigan, you made a kind of spur-of-the-moment decision to take a little trip, right? And when you told me you were doing it, you were pretty excited.
I was. It was the spring break for Wayne State University, and one of my kids is a first-year student there, and so we decided to take a trip to Puerto Rico, where we had never been, and we have some, on my husband's side, some family roots there, and so we went. We were thinking of canceling, but the virus had not actually become as prominent as it is now, and so we departed on the 7th, and we traveled to Puerto Rico and had a fabulous time, but it was really frightening to watch from there as our state and our nation really seemed to sort of crumble under the weight of this incredible pandemic.
Was there a moment where you were concerned about your ability to get back home?
That did cross our minds, but again, it wasn't quite as intense at that point as it is now. I knew that it was very important to get back here for work. I have another son who's at Michigan State. We knew we would get back. We were obviously very concerned about travel, and we took all the necessary precautions, and you know, everything worked out. And so we're here, and I've been really doubled down in supporting my team, a team that works across the state. We have four different offices, and we work with impacted communities that are really suffering under the weight of this virus.
And I want to talk to you about the business aspects, but in a moment. First, did you have any problems getting back into the country? Was there issues with re-entry, given that when you came home, it was starting to become more and more apparent that this was going to become a devastating impact in our area?
There was no trouble with travel, not anything at all. I mean, it was smooth. There were no extra measures that the airports were going through at that point. Everything seemed surprisingly normal, and that was on the 12th of March.
Did you self-quarantine at that point, though?
We did, absolutely. We took great care, knowing that we had passed through the Detroit Metro Airport. We knew that days before that, having looked at the maps of where this virus was popping up, that there had been instances at that airport. So we took every measure of caution as a family, for sure.
No ill effects in any member of the family?
No. Luckily, everyone is healthy, and we've been very, very careful since returning.
We're talking with Michigan League of Conservation Voters Executive Director Lisa Wozniak here on 89.1 WEMU. You mentioned your strong and dedicated staff. Have any of your staff been exposed or taken ill?
No one's taken ill. We've all taken enormous precautions. We have, as I mentioned, people all over the state. We have people in Detroit, in Traverse City, in Grand Rapids, and everyone is monitoring themselves, monitoring their families, taking great care to be safe, to stay home, to do everything that we've been told to do, wash our hands. But really, David, what we're really doubling down on and are greatly concerned about is that we've been working, as you know, on the water crisis that's been hitting the state over the last many years. And that water crisis comes in the form of PFAS contamination and lead, and it also comes in the form of water shutoffs. And there are numerous cities across the state that have many, many households, thousands, in fact, of people that have been living without running water. And that has been an added element to this crisis that is beyond the scope of imagination in many communities, because if you don't have running water, you can't flush your toilets, you can't wash your hands, you can't clean your clothes. And so our team, a very compassionate and dedicated team, has been wanting to do everything we can, even as we're stuck in our homes, to help the communities that have been hardest hit.
And these water issues have been pushed to the back page, so to speak, because everything is so focused on COVID-19 and the outbreak and its public health impacts. As you try and negotiate further progress on dealing with these water issues, are you finding access to lawmakers who are working under more restriction as well more difficult?
Well, I mean, we've been in close touch with the governor's office on this, as you might imagine, as well as with the mayor's office in places like Detroit. The governor, to her credit, moved very quickly to actually say no more water shutoffs in places like Detroit, and in fact pushed for water to be turned back on in homes that have been impacted by these water shutoffs. The problem that we're facing, and what we've really encouraged the governor to consider and the mayor to consider, is, you know, putting in place water stations, because as these homes are being put back on running water, we're finding, number one, the process very, very slow. And in some homes, there are major problems with plumbing. So, I mean, we're talking about, you know, 2-3 weeks of time before all of the homes are actually put back on running water. And this is an emergency. I mean, people need water to be safe in this crisis. So we've been doing all we can, including supporting our some of our frontline communities financially. Some of our teammates have actually taken, prior to this shelter-in-place order by the governor just a day or two ago, a couple of our teammates have done water delivery. So we've been trying to do everything we can.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Lisa Wozniak from the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. It is an election year, at least supposedly, and as we move into that, one of the functions that the league is known for is dealing with candidates and really pushing that environmental issue and that environmental advocacy. Do you see your ability to impact what goes on the environmental front diminished because of the global health pandemic that has now hit home?
Well, I mean, perhaps it goes without saying, David, but this virus has made it crystal clear the paramount importance of making sure we have the necessary institutions ready to handle crises like this. It makes it very clear that whom we elect matters. And I believe that right now, as we're dealing with this crisis, people's eyes have opened even wider to take a look at sort of what have we put in place at the federal level, what have we put in place at the state level to protect the health and safety of our citizens, the health of our drinking water, the health of, you know, the health of the air that we breathe. And yes, we're going to be challenged with people-to-people conversations, which our organization is very much built on, but we have pivoted very quickly to an array of online ways to communicate, and we're going to do our very utmost to connect with people in places all over the state to make sure that we're talking about the importance of these elections and making the elections accessible in this moment in time. We have passed a new proposal in 2018, which allows for expansion of voting rights and access to the ballot. Yes, it's challenging right now within the confines of staying at home and shelter in place, but we're looking at a myriad of means by which to actually even expand that access further to people all over the state, so our elections go forth in a fair and equitable manner.
Well, as you mentioned, the wider your eyes get, the budget implications become even greater. While you and your staff go about your work from home, you have an office in Ann Arbor, three others across the state. Payroll and insurance must still be paid. The economy is down, and across the nonprofit sector, fundraising is more difficult and moving slowly. Have you started to assess budgetary impacts from this crisis?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We've taken a look back at what happened in 2008. There are so many unknowns about the situation that we're in right now. And one of the things I know very clearly is that it's very prudent to be well-organized and thoughtful about a situation like the one that we're in. I'm also very clear that one should never act from a position of fear. And so I am staying very determined and positive about the fact that people care greatly about this state. They care greatly about our Great Lakes and our fresh water, and they have been connecting the dots over the last many years, and certainly now, between what we do in the halls of Washington and Lansing and how that protects families and health. And so I'm not yet ready to say that we're organizationally in a crisis mode. We're in a very thoughtful and planful mode. We're very, as I said, we're very, very clearly focused on making sure that we provide people with the information they need to make good decisions in August and in November as we confront elections.
Well, with all of the uncertainties, the one certainty we do have is that things will change and could change as quickly as later today. And you'll just have to adapt, as we all will.
That's very, very true.
Lisa, thank you so much for the time. I do appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, David. Thanks for the opportunity.
That is Lisa Wozniak. Lisa is the executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. And, of course, coronavirus making an impact on all nonprofits, organizations, businesses, and our individual lives. We have a one-stop shop for your coronavirus information in Washtenaw County, the state of Michigan, and across the world. NPR and WEMU coronavirus content all in one place at the top of our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.